It is Friday, June 26th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Middle-aged white cops in North Carolina got caught on tape fantasizing about killing black people en masse. But Donald Trump says Black Lives Matter is the real problem. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court strips refugees of their lawful human right to a judicial hearing. Dissenting Justice Sonia Sotomayor suggests her liberal colleagues succumbed to political pressure. And lastly, former Vice President Joe Biden continues to gain in key polls against Donald Trump. The signs are encouraging, but overconfidence has plagued the Democrats before.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Donald Trump yesterday on Twitter accused Black Lives Matters of protesters of treason, sedition, and insurrection. Back in the real world, a second New York City cop was arrested and charged with violating a new state law banning the police from using chokeholds. In Wilmington, North Carolina, three cops were fired after accidentally recording themselves during an extended racist tirade. One officer, Michael Kevin Piner, predicted BLM protests would lead to civil war, adding, quote, "We're just going to go out and start slaughtering them, F-word, N-words. Wipe them off the effing map. That'll put them back about four or five generations," end quote. Another, Corporal Jesse Moore II, said the black woman recently arrested should instead have been shot. Moore said, quote, "She needed a bullet in the head right then and move on. Let's move the body out of the way and keep going," end quote. Is that what they call cop humor? A new study by the McClatchy News Service links excessive force cases to police departments that received military surplus weapons. The analysis found that between 1990 and 1999, the Defense Department transferred more than 13,000 weapons to U.S. police departments. The past decade, it sent many more times those weapons to police, nearly 202,000 guns and gun accessories, such as assault rifles with night vision sights. And what's more, McClatchy found that 7 of the top 15 police departments with the highest number of police officer-involved fatalities, when adjusted for population, also received a higher share of the Defense Department's excess guns. Those departments were in Orlando, Florida, Bakersfield, California, Spokane, Washington, Aurora, Colorado, Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Tucson, Arizona. In 1990, the military transferred $440,000 worth of guns to police departments. Last year, it shipped $290 million worth of hardware to the cops. And now those same cops are turning those weapons of war against peaceful members of the public. So who is really out there promoting insurrection? BLM or the DOD? The Supreme Court wants you to know that in spite of upholding the Obama-era program that protected the children of migrants from deportation last week, it is not in the business of doing good. Yesterday, the court ruled that asylum seekers who get turned down by federal immigration agents don't have the right to take their case to a judge. This ruling gives Trump what he wants: the power to turn away migrants to the U.S. for any reason without judicial review and deport people more quickly or at whatever pace he feels like. The ruling was 7-2 in Trump's favor, with only Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan dissenting. The so-called liberal justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer sided with the right-wing majority on the court. In her dissent, Sotomayor said, quote, "Today's decision handcuffs the judiciary's ability to perform its constitutional duty to safeguard individual liberty and dismantle a critical component of the separation of powers," end quote. She also alluded to political concerns and other, as she put it, burdens on the judiciary that influenced the outcome. The plaintiff in this case that led to the court's decision was a Sri Lankan farmer who described being beaten by strangers before fleeing his country. He was arrested in California in 2017, only yards away from the Mexican border. Immigration agents said he failed to establish that he was persecuted. Justices Breyer and Ginsburg agreed, arguing, per the New York Times, that the farmer's stories of being beaten were too vague to be considered credible. One wonders how they might have fared in his shoes.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Recent polls show that Joe Biden's lead over Donald Trump in key swing states continues to grow. A New York Times poll with nearly 3,900 respondents showed Biden up by 11 percentage points over Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin, 10 percentage points in Pennsylvania, 9 in North Carolina, 7 in Arizona, and 6 in Florida. Those are all states that Trump won by some margin in 2016. The results indicate that if the election were held today and Biden held all the states Hillary Clinton won in 2016, Biden would sweep with at least 333 Electoral College votes. Trump is fully aware that his election effort is not going well, and he's been lashing out at the fake news, fake polls, and fake etc. He was in Wisconsin yesterday to visit a private shipyard with U.S. Navy contracts. Fox News host Sean Hannity joined Trump on Air Force One. They also recorded a town hall event in Green Bay that was broadcast last night. Biden is making the most of Trump's malaise. The presumptive Democratic nominee compared Trump to a whining, self-pitying child and said, quote, "This pandemic didn't happen to him. It happened to all of us. His job isn't to whine about it. His job is to do something about it," end quote. Trump did do something, though. Remember, he told people to try injecting themselves with disinfectant chemicals, or maybe sunlight.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, Robert Redfield, told reporters yesterday that the actual number of coronavirus cases in the country is likely 10 times higher than officially reported. So 23 million instead of 2.3 million. Texas halted its reopening because the virus is so out of control. In Houston's Texas Medical Center, the intensive care unit is entirely full. They have no beds. But the hospital CEO says that's no cause for alarm. Whatever you say, buddy. Former Republican elected official in Mesa, Arizona, Paul D. Peterson, pled guilty on charges of conspiracy to smuggle humans. Peterson ran a scheme that paid pregnant women in the Marshall Islands up to $10,000 to travel to the U.S., give up their babies for adoption. He was reportedly arrested last October and resigned from his job as Maricopa County tax assessor in January. A wild story about worker abuse in the Washington Post. Workers at the Tesla factory in Fremont, California, were fired for following instructions. When Elon Musk kept the factory open in spite of the county lockdown order, workers were told that if they felt uncomfortable returning to work, they should stay home. But multiple workers who did just that were fired. That's Elon Musk for you. What a guy. Also yesterday, the 14th week in a row, the latest Labor Department figures show that new unemployment claims exceeded 1 million people. Pakistan International Airlines grounded 150 pilots for having bogus aviation credentials. The action resulted from an official investigation following a PIA crash last month that killed 97 people. Pakistan's aviation minister said that more than one in three pilots had either cheated on their exams or had a fake license to fly. So hopefully at least one person in the cockpit actually knows what they're doing.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon on the Majority Report live at noon and later as a podcast.